Watcher, and a bigger than normal welcome from me, Mike Wynn, as this is the 500th edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, a perfect excuse for me to play my very faves, and I hope many, most all, are on your faves list as well. Minimum waffle this week, just name, rank, serial number, so we can squeeze in lots of faves. Count Basie with, for me, his best ever LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie, originally called E equals MC squared. That was Splanky, the Neil Hefti compo. They're all Neil Hefti compos, and I could have chosen any of them. Hank Jones, Charlie Hayden next. Thank you. Hank Jones piano, Charlie Head and bass. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. June 94 in Montreal. It can't get any better than that. Or can it?
Thank you.
This Impulse LP is called Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins, and that was the Ellington Johnny Hodges compo Wanderlust. Recording engineer Rudy Van Gelder, August 62. Ray Nance cornet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges on alto, Aaron Bell bass and Woodyard drums, plus the Duke and the Hawk, of course. A piano solo. Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere from West Side Story, and also the title song from a Bill Sharlop album recorded October 2003. I love this next LP. we continue to mine the gems from West Side Story. That was I Feel Pretty by the Woody Herman Band. This LP, My Kind of Broadway, was issued as a CD, but is now out of print. Bring it back. Recorded Feb 65. Here's a blues. This Concord July 93 album was recorded live at the Sainte Chapelle Winery in Idaho, and that was Gene Harris's own compo, Blues for Sainte Chapelle. Harris on piano, Ron Ischette guitar, Luther Hughes bass, Paul Humphrey drums. It must be time for a vocal. The most poignant and evocative song ever. Strange Fruit, always associated with Billie Holiday, of course, but here sung brilliantly by Jose James in 2015 with unnamed vocal backing. This next one is from the very first Oscar Peterson LP I ever bought. the outstanding Oscar Peterson album Night Train. Yes, I should have chosen Hymn to Freedom, as it's just wonderful, but chose Sea Jam Blues because it's shorter. And time is valuable this week. Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen drums, December 62. A later bassist with Peterson was, of course, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. Great Dane, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, Feb 74, from a Steeplechase album called Duo 2, just NHOP on bass and, on truffle, Kenny Drew electric piano. OK, tea break over. Let's get on. Thank you. I had to fade that out as it's a very long track, close to 10 minutes. Moaning, the title song of a Blue Note LP by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, recorded October 58. Fantastic lineup. Well, that's true of any and all Jazz Messenger outfits. Lee Morgan, trumpet, Benny Golson, tenor, Bobby Timmons, piano, and Timmons wrote Moaning, Jimmy Merritt, bass, and the man at the back on drums, Art Blakey. How can I make it up to you for that fade out? I know. Perhaps not strictly jazz, but Sanctus from the album Missa Luba is, well, the ultimate bestest for me, and sung by Les Troubadours du Roi Baudouin, and that featured in the great film If. Jan 2007, the Pizzarelli Boys. Bucky, the patriarch on rhythm guitar. Son John, lead guitar. Son Martin, bass. And almost family, as he's played with the Pizzarellis forever, Tony Tedesco, drums. Let's squeeze in another vocal.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Well, you can know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't you give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, you can carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he take you home? You gotta tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home, gonna be. Oh, darling, save the last dance for me. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Yeah, baby, save the last dance for me.
I love that. Unnecessary comment by me, as this is my fave show. Harry Connick Jr. and the fabulous Doc Pomus Mort Tuman pop song Save the Last Dance for Me. Connick played piano as well as sang with his big band in 2004. Our last one, sadly, and it chose itself. Cannonball Adderley alto, his brother Nat cornet, Joe Zawinul piano, Victor Gaskin bass, Roy McCurdy drums. Go on, introduce it, Cannonball.
Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Thank you. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
I really hope some of your faves crept in as well. Yes, I know, no Miles, no Hodges, no Coltrane, no Desmond, and so on. Well, there's always next week, when I hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for the 501st The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Same time, same place. Until then, please, take care, be well.